And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. You better buckle in, folks. How not to worry. Woo. How not to worry. Plus, Meshuggah News, the Beat Me Outta Here edition. I guess you know where that one will be going. We'll look at the Lord providing a very powerful element of our lives and today's Facebook post, Proper Response.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, yeah, a little bit. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. Would you like to compare some of my insanities? You know, I think one day we're going to do a show, Life's Insanities. And everybody gets to just call in and tell us their life's insanities. And then we can all cry and then laugh together. That sounds like fun. Hey, folks, there's that, and there's so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just CB radio. Christian broadcast type of radio. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about why the left hates Christians so much.
I mean, we need to put the world on notice that religious liberty matters to America again. Now, it did not to Barack Obama. He trampled on it. It was the barrier to what he wanted to accomplish. And that's how the left sees religion. It's fine if, you know, you want to keep it in your churches. That's fine. But don't let it come out because it gets in the way of our agenda to remake society and the culture and the image that we want. And religion gets in the way. I mean, religion gets in the way of redefining marriage. It gets in the way of redefining gender. You know, it's kind of hard to, you know, when people believe that stuff in the Bible that God created man and woman, it kind of gets in the way for those that think there's 52 different genders. Or that marriage can be whatever you want it to be.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Let your
welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Lots of stuff going on. I like lots of stuff going on, just to let you know. It's just all these different elements going on. Just thank everybody right now for their fantastic work with Cross International. Just wowzer. I got a report this morning that as of the 15th of May, we were 80% towards goal. Like, okay, I shouldn't have done it like in a sinister fashion, but I'm just saying, it's just like cool, I think. So for those that are unaware, and I know there's only a couple of you, and don't worry about it, but look, we're going to go, and you do something until you feel like you've done the best that you can at it, and you've been, you know, like, you're relieved of it, so to speak. Now, I'm not sure how Bob and Tom ever get relieved of this, since they are, their passion is this entire ministry. And they are out there saving kids' lives every week in some place, somewhere. But I will say this, for $39, Cross International can feed a child in Guatemala for a year. So just so you can know, I've give to certain appeals the best that we can. Certainly, I give to Whitefields because it's important to me that Steve and I, that, you know, we work together. I love what they do, and Cross International is just another one. I won't tell you the other ones yet, but you got Cross International, and they're another one, because for $39, I can easily, I'll just tell you what I do. Instead of getting the pizza from Papa John's with the wings and the breadsticks, and it sounds fantastic, I get the $6 pizza at the grocery store, right? And that extra money, that pays for a kid for a year. So I eat kind of the same thing. I might add an item, but I eat kind of the same thing, take the extra money, and I give it to Cross International. And it's like, because they're getting fed, those kids are getting fed for a year. And most of this has got nothing to do with actually the food part of it as much as the transportation of food that's already available, which is a big deal. 96%+ of every penny given. You give $10, $9.60 plus is going simply to the cause. That's an excellent, excellent admin fee. Their number, 866-843-9500. 866-843-9500. I know it's $39. And for some people, it's way, which was high. Do your best. For some people, it's kind of low. Do your best. For some people, it's like, I can write all that in a moment. Do your best. Here, watch this one. Do your best. You can do it on KPRZ.com directly, 866-843-9500. I think tomorrow we'll be taking a segment discussing it at greater length, just to let you know. It's just an excellent cause, and everybody closely associated to us has been a part of it, and we appreciate it. In San Diego, you guys are great, and it's just great stuff. How not to worry. What's our sound for that, please?
When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy.
All right. Now, what's the guy that wrote that? What is that, his name?
Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, yeah. He's a Buddhist, so we're not going to take his theory on how to get there.
I'm just telling you. Don't get mad at me. You know, he's one of the Buddhist guys. The song is got a good point, but Jesus had a better way to do it.
My dad always was bothered by that song because he's a landlord, and there's a part that says, if your rent is late, don't worry, be happy.
That's funny. If your rent is late. No, get that out of the song. Let's deal with it on Reality Tracks. And Reality Tracks are simple for us. We believe as the ultimate authority for humanity, it is the Word of God. We believe that God can create the universe and that he, in creating the universe, wrote a book. And if you serve a God that can't write a book, switch gods now, because you're serving the wrong God. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34 say this, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans pursue all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Today has enough trouble of its own. All righty. Just very simple, very straightforward. There is so much rubbish that can happen tomorrow that you might wake up and there might not be a tomorrow. That you might not wake up then. Here's the bottom line. You have no idea what's going to happen in 5 minutes, let alone 5 hours, let alone 5 days from now. Everybody on September 10th, 2001, had one theory. September 11th, 2001, had another theory, right? One day changed the world, right? For some people, it was the end of their lives. Other people were dramatically financially destroyed. Other people were just overwhelmed with grief. From that one day, there also came a number of additional addictive problems, not the least of which was being addicted to cable television. It's like, wow, all of that brought about in one day. We have no idea what tomorrow brings. Stop that. But what you do get to focus on is what Jesus said. And what he said is, in regards to worry, well, don't do that because tomorrow's got a lot of stuff. Here's what I do want you to do, Jesus said. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. About to become the less popular guy in San Diego for a little bit. And you guys have to forgive me, though, or God will be mad because you have to forgive me. The first question on the righteousness part. So we're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where God is king, which means every area in our lives should be under the kingship of God. In fact, in our prayer model that Jesus gave us, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, which is praise first. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. A definition of the kingdom of God is God's will being done. What is God's will? And Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This is righteousness from God and the righteousness of God. Did you hear that? Righteousness from God and righteousness of God. Righteousness from God is what he gives. Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness of God. From God on the basis of faith. One of the elements of seeking God's righteousness is a righteousness that we receive through Jesus Christ, accessed by faith. It's the righteousness from God, something he gives. The other righteousness is a righteousness of God. So we're supposed to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. The righteousness of God is this. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed and attested by the law and the prophets. And this righteousness comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Here's the key. It doesn't matter whether you think it's righteousness of God or righteousness from God. It's all in Jesus anyway. So when it says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that righteousness is accessed by Jesus. You can walk in better walks. You can attain more to the righteousness of God. But the righteousness of God and the righteousness from God are both Jesus Christ. And then he says this, and all the other things will be added to you. By who? By God. So Jesus says, therefore. He says, therefore, three times. The conclusion, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Well, what do you mean? If you seek God's kingship, his will being done on earth, and you seek Jesus Christ, the righteousness that is from God and of God, you don't got to worry about anything. That's it. Take a break from worry. You might pick up worry. You just don't have to. It's a choice at that point. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with Michigan News. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I have a question for you. Are your roots deep enough to withstand the storms of life?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Monday, May 15th.
My mom's diagnosis with cancer and then her subsequent death was the deepest valley we've been through. And as I look back on what sustained us during those days, it was the truth of God's word, where Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
You know, trees and families both depend upon their root systems for their strength. I'll never forget a tornado that ripped through our neighborhood back in 1982. I noticed that many of the huge pine trees were completely uprooted, while the majestic oaks only suffered a few broken limbs. The difference was in their roots. You see, oak trees plunge their roots deep into the soil, enabling them to withstand even a tornado's fury. But pines, like some families, have shallow and weaker root systems. One final thought. If your family's root system needs some deepening, you'll need to develop strong relationships with God and others. Sink your roots deep into Jesus Christ, His Word, and His people, and you'll be able to withstand the storms of life. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The La Jolla Presbyterian Church Chancel Choir and a professional orchestra present Arthur Honegger's King David happening this Sunday, May 21st at 4 p.m. This unique and creative work, including soloists, narration, dance, and media, vividly retelling in word, song, and music the life of King David. Delightfully varied musical styles, from classical to jazz, and from Broadway to Gregorian chant, Honegger brings to life the highs and lows which David experienced, from the victory over Goliath to the death of David's sons. No tickets are required for this free event. Call 858-729-5511 for more information. A reception will follow the concert in Fellowship Hall this Sunday, May 21st at 4 p.m. La Jolla Presbyterian Church is located at 7715 Draper Avenue in La Jolla.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Hope you're doing well. You know, we do pray for people on a regular basis, the audience and or others. If you ever have something that you want prayer for, you're welcome to call the show up, by the way. I mean, some people like to get prayer, but maybe not, I don't know, not have it announced on the radio. And some people want everybody to know about it. Nothing wrong with either of those. You have to pick. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. And if you don't want to come on the air, but you just want us to pray on the air, you call and you talk to Tugboat Todd. And you just, the one thing you don't do is you don't say, you know, Todd, let me tell you all about my life when I was raised in, you know, a chicken farm in 1822. And then you start trying to go through all those things and tell him when he's got about 30 seconds. And it's like, come on, you tell him, right? It's like a good preacher. Tell him what you're going to tell him. tell them, then tell them what you told them.
I need one of those bells.
Bing. Yeah, ding, right? There used to be another joke for evangelists. They blow in, they blow up, and they blow out. there's some great jokes. I'll just pass that right now. I'm going to go. Although I'm going to feel like humor, especially after we get through this segment, because this is Meshuggah News, the Beam Me Out edition.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like the sauna in here.
The Meshuggah News.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like the sauna in here.
The Meshuggah News.
All right, we'll just do our best. We're going to do our best to do this as cheery as possible. Kind of like the movie Men in Tights, where the guy was delivering the news to the king, and he was trying to make it as fun as possible that Robin of Loxby was going to kill the king. We're going to try and do some of that this way. I don't know if you had that chance or not. Do you know who Bill Nye, the science guy, has you ever heard of that guy?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch him?
He was on a kid show for a long time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on a kid show, and then he's actually a registered actor. He's an actual actor with credentials in acting. He has a engineer degree, not in biology, but in mechanical engineering. Just you can know the difference. But somehow, because of the show, it's like Dr. Welby, you know, Dr. Marcus Welby, MD. Back in the day, he was like the number one TV doctor, you know, Dr. Marcus Welby, MD, you know, and everybody thought of this actor as a doctor. He's a doctor. Boy, if you run into that guy, doc, I got this problem with my back or so on and so forth. So everybody thought he was that. And then even to the point where he even started doing commercials and he goes, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. I mean, it's just like they really used it. Well, Bill Nye, the science guy, is an actor. And then because he's an actor and he knows how to engage with people from an acting point of view, then he somehow has become, you know, the scientist of the radical left.
Well, he has a lab coat, so it must be
legit. That, yeah. I mean, I think a lab coat pretty much, although my dentist has that. So I don't know. Because yeah, I don't like my dentist. I love my dentist. I just don't like the work he does. That's all I'm saying. Anyhow, so Bill Nye and his wit and wisdom, and I always take some of these older stories and come back to them because I'm trying to have a little bit of light heart. A merry heart does make medicine. I don't think it's foolishness that I can tell. You know, I could be wrong. But he says that parents should be penalized for having extra kids. See, now you hear that and you think, one, what does a guy who has a BA or has a BS, I won't make a comment, in engineering, what would he know about sociology? Nothing. What would he know about family structure and morality? Nothing. You might go, oh, well, everybody has an opinion in morality. Everybody has two nostrils, too. That doesn't matter. What matters is for you and I to understand that this is not the kind of person that should be leading and guiding the culture because he plays someone on TV. I think that's not only is it dangerous, but I think anybody like that tells people they should have a limited amount of kids should therefore, by logic, have a limited amount of exposure on television. That's what I'm going with. The second thing, I found this to be really interesting, again, in somewhat of the realms of the pediatrics realm. There is a group that has deemed that it is politically incorrect to describe breastfeeding as natural. It is not natural to say that breastfeeding is natural, according to this particular group, which means that anything that's natural is not natural because that means that the other things aren't natural. So, for example, everything in a soda, they might say, has got a lot of chemicals. Or these are the same people that say, yes, but all those chemicals come from the planet and therefore it's natural, even though they synthesize some of those chemicals. The point is that political correctness has or should have no authority anymore. It shouldn't have any authority in anybody's life. because it's not true righteousness. It is man's attempt to be like God, just like in the garden. Political correctness has become a phrase of humor for the more demented. That's sad, but it is true. Wait, this is not all that. It's not all tough. I got one really good story here. Huffington Post. You ever heard of the Huffington Post? They call it the HuffPo. I got nothing. Huffington Post says the Christians and church should not use the Bible as the moral guide. They don't think people, you know who wrote this? A 22-year-old child who doesn't have a propensity for morality but does have a propensity for drugs and has great connections with left-wing professors. I think that the president several years back was right. The C students rule the world. They don't want the Bible to be used as morality. They want your feelings to be used. This is the kind of stuff that the kids are getting, and this is the kind of stuff that's in the public format. But this was the one that got me. And I'm not sure how to handle this, and I'm going to need Tugboat Todd's help to walk me away from the window. Because here's what it says. A Montana man was told to surrender his license plate. Okay, when you're told to surrender your license plate, that's the law. You know that, right? Because his license plate said ASIMIL8. ASIMIL8. And it stands for, ready? Assimilate. And it's from a Star Trek reference with the Borg and Lucatus and the Next Generation. And assimilate was kind of like a little honor to Star Trek. The license plate in Montana has been deemed too offensive, and he must give it back and replace it with something else, because now a Star Trek word like assimilate is not accepted. So I've decided what I need. I need a phaser so I can go and shoot the people with stun, not to hurt them, just to stun them on everybody involved in this case. And then I want to take that guy's license plate, because assimilate's a great one. I love it. Anyway, that is where we're heading, and the reason I didn't get into all the politics is because you know it's worse than this. I'm just giving you that 5 minutes of news, because the next segment, I'm talking about the Lord providing. Get over it and be aware. I sometimes go through the news and then regurgitate it for you so you can stay away from it as much as possible. Hopefully you do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
We've had plenty of examples of boorish behavior on airplanes from the airlines and passengers alike. But today, a story of kindness and sacrifice on a recent flight. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Those who serve our country in the United States Armed Forces are granted with the ability to board their plane first when flying. Oftentimes, they're also thanked for their service by staff and crew. However, according to the Love What Matters Facebook page, it was a passenger who went out of his way to show gratitude for the service of one uniformed woman who boarded his flight.
and this man's act of kindness spurred another passenger's show of love in a different way. On the flight, first-class flyers boarded first, followed by members of the armed forces who were flying coach. After boarding his flight, a first-class passenger walked up to the servicewoman and said, "Sorry, ma'am, I'm in your seat." She looked confused and said, "What? No, I'm 31B. Well, that's when he led her to his first-class seat and told her, "No, this is yours." He then took her seat in coach. A woman named Jessica was so moved by the man's gesture of respect that she passed him a note along with some cash and asked a flight attendant to hand it to him. The note asked the first-class flyer if he would accept a drink or snack on Jessica, writing, "If everyone treated people the way you treated the servicewoman, the world would be a better place." Jessica posted the exchange on the Facebook site. It picked up more than 37,000 likes and 2,000 shares. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to healthcare based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses, and it's half the cost of insurance. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
First of all, you understand that everything that has happened in your life, this is a hard one. God saw it before it happened.
Deborah Pagay on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
He saw it before it happened, and he saw it while it was happening, and he could have stopped it. That has been a big pill to swallow. God saw that. He could have stopped it. So it must going to be something that's going to work together for my good ultimately. Either I'm going to grow, something good is going to happen. If you don't take a divine perspective towards that kind of pain, you're going to get stuck in it. You're going to say it shouldn't have happened.
Right.
And it probably, quote, shouldn't have happened. But in his divine providence, God knows.
Yeah.
And that's always been my thing. All the days ordained for me were already written in his book. Not the good days, the bad days too.
Yeah, so you can relax.
I can relax knowing that somehow in this. So I'm going to choose how I remember this.
Trust God with your past and know that He uses all things for good. More from Deborah at FamilyMinute.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to get right to it because this is a longer DDD than the norm. I'm not sure. Do we have a sound for this one? I'm trying to remember if we do. We do. The title of this is The Lord Provides.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life?
There you go. That's a great song. Very good. Very, very good. Good job, Tugboat. Give yourself a Tugboat Todd boop boop whenever you find that thing. Oh, there it is. There you go. Good job. Let's talk about the Lord providing. This will be out of Genesis 22. Sometime later, God tested Abraham and called him Abraham. And Abraham said, "Yes, here I am." "Take your son," God said, "your only son Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. When on the mountains there, I will show you, offer him as a sacrifice to me." Early the next morning, Abraham cut some wood for the sacrifice, loaded the donkey, and took Isaac and two servants with him. They started out for the place that God had told them about. On the third day, Abraham saw the place at a distance. And he said to the servants, "Stay here with the donkeys, and the boy and I will go over there and worship, and we'll come back to you." Abraham made Isaac carry the wood for the sacrifice, and he himself carried a knife and live coals for starting the fire. And as they walked along together, Isaac spoke up. "Father," he answered, "yes, my son." Isaac asked, "I see that you have the coals of wood, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide one." And the two of them walked on together. Let's stop right there. This is one of the tough Bible stories. People don't like it. This seems mean. You know, because you and I think something is mean doesn't make it mean in the economy of God. So I understand that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that Tom Brokaw and Brian Williams and all those guys are going to tell you what they think morality is or isn't, but they're not God. They don't have a Bible, and they don't have a heaven to put you in or to hell to, or hell to toss you in. So their opinion is merely that, an opinion. It says in verse 4, on the third day, Abraham saw the place in a distance. He saw where he was going. He was with his son, and he's walking along. If you can, because it's radio, try and keep in mind, as Abraham is walking with the coals and with the knife, his son is next to him and carrying the wood. I mean, just think about how this process is going. And then Abraham sees this in a distance. And he knows when he sees that place, that's the place this is going to happen. How intense when Abraham's eyes come upon that place, that Abraham looks at that place, recognizes how difficult this is, and what does Abraham do once he sees that place where he's going to do one of the most horrid things ever? He keeps on walking. Even though it's going to be painful to walk into. He doesn't stop. Some decisions that we have made in serving God require us to face deep things. I remember when I told my family I'd become a Christian. I knew that conversation wasn't going to go well. I mean, you know, hi, I'm not Jewish the way that I was. Now I'm fulfilled as a Jewish person because I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Ah! I knew that was coming. Got to do it anyway. That's part of it. Verse 7, Isaac spoke of father. He said, Isaac said, I see you have the coals in the wood, but where's the lamb for the sacrifice? Where is the lamb? A great question, eh? Abraham answered, God himself will provide. Here's that one thing. In the midst of facing the darkest moment, even Abraham just... going to put it right where it is. Abraham knew that God would supply. There's some portions in the New Testament that indicate whether Abraham believed that A, God was going to raise him up from the dead, Isaac, or B, God would do something unique, but it didn't matter because God told Abraham to do something and Abraham was going to do it. Verse 9, when they came to the place God told them about, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. He tied up his son and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he picked up the knife to kill him. People say, well, he never would have done it. Scripture says right there, he picked up the knife to do it. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. He said, yes, here I am. Don't hurt the boy or do anything to him, he said. Now I know that you honor and obey God because you have not kept back your only son from him. Don't do anything to the child, because now I know you won't harm him, or you would harm him if I asked you to. Look at that. Look at the level to Abraham's willingness for obedience. I want you to get that. Don't hurt the boy. I know you're not holding anything back. How can you not see as this as a forerunner for Jesus Christ, where God sacrifices his own son, but instead of when Abraham was withheld from pulling the knife down, Jesus actually had to go through the crucifixion. Jesus, the one and only Son, the Christ, the Messiah. Only when that knife went up for Jesus, it wasn't withheld. It came all the way down. The only son that Abraham is sacrificing, and by the way, the reason it says only son, it's the son of promise, not the son of flesh fulfillment, and that's why Isaac's called the only son. It's not that Ishmael wasn't a son, but he wasn't the son of promise. He was a son forced by fleshly activities that have created problems, by the way, for thousands of years. That only son moment, that's a reflection of Jesus Christ. But God did not withhold Jesus. The knife came down. Now, here's something that's interesting. Verse 12, don't hurt the boy or anything. Now I know you honor and obey God. You've not kept back your only son from him. Abraham looked around and saw a ram caught in the bush by its horns. He went and got it and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham named the place the Lord provides. And even today, people say on the Lord's mountain, he provides. That's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord provides. Jehovah Jireh. It's actually the seventh title that's used of God's name from the beginning. There's more, but I'm just saying, seventh one. Look at what God says. Then look what Abraham says. The Lord provides, Abraham called the place, Jehovah Jireh. And it says, even today, this is what the scripture says, people say on the Lord's mountain, he provides. Even today, the Lord provides. Even today, when you don't think you're going to be able to get out of that situation, the Lord provides. Abraham thought he knew what the provision from God was going to be. He thought the sacrifice was going to be his son. He was wrong. God was going to provide, but he wasn't going to use Isaac. But see, Abraham thought he was. But God used something else to sacrifice. Here's my point. You and I don't always know what that provision is. What's the Lord going to do? How's he going to do this, Dad? He's going to take care of it. And there's Abraham going, he's going to take care of it because I'm going to put you on that sacrifice. I'm going to kill you. But God had a plan, and his provision of the plan didn't involve Isaac. The Isaac part was a test. God had another animal ready to go, but Abraham thought he knew what the provision is. He was wrong. God had another plan for the provision. That's what's so cool. And when you think you know how God's going to do it, you can count on this right now. You're wrong. He'll do it the way he wants, with what he wants, how he wants, but he always provides. That's his name, Jehovah Jireh. And God supplies what was lacking or what was needed at the moment. Better than Abraham's concept of what should have been supplied was God's declaration of what he was supplying. The Lord will provide. Might not be what you think it should be, but what you think it should be doesn't matter. That's what God knows it should be. That's how you see God as the provider. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
It's commencement season again, and you know what that means. Among other things, it means liberal speakers speaking at liberal universities and making students feel good about their education, even though a growing number of them won't be able to find jobs and must live at home with parents. On those rare occasions when a conservative is invited, the reaction is predictable. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was asked to deliver the commencement address at Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach. Hundreds of graduates at the historic black school booed and turned their backs on her. The chancellor threatened threatened to mail their degrees if they didn't remain silent and show respect. Some did, many did not. So many of especially minority young people have been programmed to hate all things Republican, conservative, and white. DeVos appealed for dialogue among competing views, but got censorship instead. This is among the several reasons she supports school choice, but those that booed her and many others who signed a petition asking she be disinvited didn't want to hear it. They only want to hear what reinforces their liberal worldview. Maybe these kids should visit North Korea. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Good show. I think helpful show, I hope. Helpful for me. Helpful for you, hopefully. Helpful for everybody else who gets a chance to listen. Don't forget KPRZ.com. Check out the different events and things that are taking place. Meg Meekers, the big author, is going to be on our show on Wednesday. I think also we have Sam Rasool is going to be on Wednesday as well. Dr. Julie Hayden's going to be on tomorrow talking about the Family Council Conference, and we're going to have a chance to talk to her. She's a longtime guest from the past, and so we want to have a chance to bring her back on, give her a chance to talk and to share and see the different things that are taking place and how you can support those ministries. And again, when we're asking for support for ministries, it is true. We are not asking you, hey, just crack out that wallet and pay. No, I would rather people pray. If you talk to Steve Wheeler at length, which he's going to sub-host for me in July, he'll tell you, I'd rather have people praying for me. Because then he's got coverage, and even if you do give money, $50, that doesn't keep him safe when he's in a foreign land that they don't like people preaching the gospel. That $50 does not change things. So these keep in mind there's different elements that go into this. All right. So I think we got a sound for this. We don't have a sound. There's no sound. I'm getting the cross sign, and now it flies away. There it goes. Okay. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com, easy way to go about it. We do have some other really cool stuff that we're going to be sharing with you. But this particular little teach, super, super small, is a bit after that story we just talked about, Abraham and Isaac and the sacrifice on the mountain and how the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, provided. This is afterwards, Genesis chapter 24, verses 26 through 27. And this is really about Abraham's servant and his response to God answering his prayer. And the reason that I want to bring this up is because the Lord answered a prayer for me recently that was kind of a cool thing. And you know what I did? I did nothing. And that's when it dawned on me, wait, that was bad. I did nothing. I didn't do anything. Just had a prayer answered and then just went about my business. Like it's some kind of normative element. And I'm not talking about these kind of generic prayers, Lord, let the sun peek out sometime in the next 6 or 7 years and hit me in the face. I'm not talking about that, okay? I'm talking about specific to the letter type of prayers. So Genesis 24, 26 through 27 was a mild rebuke for me, so I wanted to share it. This is after the servant of Abraham had received his answer regarding Rebekah in regards to the answer to his prayer when he asked the Lord for success. It says this, then the man knelt down and worshiped the Lord. He said, praise the Lord, the God of my master, Abraham, who has faithfully kept his promise to my master. The Lord has led me straight to my master's relatives. So the servant of Abraham prayed. And this response that God gave him was an answer to prayer. Have you had an answer to prayer in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks? Have you asked God for something and it's come about? How did you respond? My problem is I did not respond. But this man, the Lord used this to not chastise me, but to challenge me, I would say. And this is what this guy did. He got an answer to prayer. He knelt down. When you kneel down, there's a humility that takes place, a humbling of oneself, recognizing that you are not the supreme anything, and that to kneel down is a adoration, admiration, appreciation, position of respect and honor and glory. So he kneels down, and then he worships. Now, I want to show you something, because it's a little different here. He kneels down. Okay, for those that are like, oh, that's not right, people kneeling down in church. Oh, boy, don't read the Bible. So he kneels down and he worships the Lord. Now, how did he worship? Did he raise his hands? Did he this? I don't know. He worshiped the Lord. I don't know what he did. He did something where he was expressing his love in a format that was pretty distinctive. And then it says, after, he says he worshiped the Lord, and then it says, praise the Lord, the God of my master. So he kneels, he worships, and he praises. All three of those seem, well, it doesn't seem like that big a deal. Yeah, but see, we don't do that very good the way that maybe these guys did that. Remember the 10 lepers? How many of the 10 lepers came back to say thank you? One. Which means 9 out of 10 that were healed did not even bother to return to say, that was totally awesome. Thank you. I think that's, the story in that is to understand that a lower percentage than should be acknowledges God for when he's doing things. And I know the word wants to put, you know, the word coincidence all over and stroke of luck and all that. I get it. But that doesn't mean you and I believe that. And that doesn't mean we walk by that. And that doesn't mean we think that that's proper or appropriate. In this case, the guy offered a prayer. God answered his prayer. He knelt down. He worshiped and he praised the Lord. I feel in my heart that it really sings. It really indicates to me I need to be more appreciative. I don't have to do it perfect, but I certainly should be more appreciative. When the Lord answers a prayer between you and your wife, between you and your children, when they pray for help from the Lord and they do, you know, better than they anticipated and they were expressing trust in the Lord, that's what a parent's job is, to teach that child that appreciation is important. If you can teach the child appreciation at that level, they will appreciate people that they work with and do things with as well. So let's have that attitude of responsiveness. It's called the proper response. If God answers a small prayer or a large prayer, though I'm not sure there's a difference, the small prayer or the large prayer, let me ask you something. Does he deserve you to kneel down, worship, and praise him? I would say yes. Even if it's a little itty-bitty prayer, if he broke any fabric in the universe to say yes to you, that should be acknowledged. That's all. Okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a 22-hour break, and then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.